Interrelationship Practice 2. Our second mechanism of creating and being in the container of interrelationship is our energetic connection to Earth. The position in the body which this occurs in is at the end of our spinal column, our nerve endings, create a unique electromagnetic field that, when activated, opens up a corridor to the flow of lava and earth. We begin with our embodied settling breaths. Exhale. Bringing thumb to pinky in the pause. Settling in. Relaxing hands, inhaling. Exhale. Bringing thumbs to pinkies in the pause. Inhale. Exhale. In the pause of the exhale, settling in, bringing thumbs to pinkies. Settling in to your solus and sphere in the center of your head. Moving to regular breath. With every inhale, your solus and sphere becomes larger until it reaches the size of a regular marble. Releasing on the inhale any stress or uncomfortableness in the body. With your solus and sphere in the center of your head, or your auric center of your head, and your energy field outside of your body. Be with your solus and sphere as I introduce you to the four aspects of opening up our grounding corridor to the flow of lava and earth. Think of your grounding corridor . Envision it as we have a little DVD drawer down in the very lower part of our abdomen, where our spinal column ends. If we ejected the DVD drawer and looked down at our grounding disc, or DVD circle form, to the left side of the body would be our first aspect, the aspect of the fenomen, water. To the right side of the DVD, the right side of the body, would be the second aspect, the masculine, earth. To the back of the body, back of the DVD, be the third aspect, the aspect of the finite, the element of air. Front position of the DVD, the front of the body, be the fourth aspect, the infinite, the element of fire. Exhaling. Bringing thumbs to pinkies in the pause, with your soul and sphere, allowing the information of the activation of your grounding to just move through you. Exhale. Bringing thumb to pinky in the paws with your solus and sphere. Inhaling, solus and sphere pulses out. Exhaling, solus and sphere pulses in. Inhaling, solus and sphere pulses out. Exhaling, solus and sphere pulses in. Moving to regular breath. Activate and clear each aspect in the body. Exhaling in the pause of the exhale through your solus and sphere, greet the left side of your grounding, the aspect of the feminine. Inhaling, invite a droplet of gold energy to begin to clear and activate the aspect of the feminine. We'll pulse in and out the size of a droplet of water. Staying with your regular breath, with your solus and sphere, allowing the clearing and activation. Releasing any feelings that may come up, deep grief or overwhelm, confusion about how you were cared for in this life. Releasing it on your inhale while the gold continues to pulse, clear and activate the aspect of the feminine. Inhaling, exhaling, releasing that dot of gold on the aspect of the feminine on the left side of the body. Exhaling, bringing thumb to pinkies in the paws. Through your solus and sphere, greet the right side with the aspect of the masculine. Inhaling, invite a dropper of the gold clearing energy to activate and clear the aspect of the masculine. Moving to regular breath. Gold energy pulsing in and out the size of a droplet of water, clearing, activating. Releasing any feelings of force, confusion about power, your incarnation on Earth. Inhale, releasing that dot of gold clearing energy from the right side, the aspect of the masculine. Exhaling, bringing thumbs to pinky in the paws, creating the backside, the aspect of the finite. Moving to regular breath. Inviting a droplet of gold energy to the back, the aspect of the finite. Gold energy pulses in and out, clearing and activating the aspect of the finite. Releasing any blocks of seeing what is. Seeing through the container of illusion. Fear of the Ebola virus. Inhaling, releasing that dot of gold clearing energy from the aspect of the finite. Exhaling. Bringing thumbs to pinky in the paws, inviting a droplet of gold clearing energy to the front aspect of the infinite. Moving to regular breath, allowing the dot of gold clearing energy to pulse in and out, activating and clearing the aspect of the infinite. Releasing fear of the future. Need to control the future beyond moving into the container of our evolution. Releasing down any difficulties or feelings on your inhale. Supported in your soul essence sphere. Inhaling, releasing the dot of gold clearing energy from the aspect of the infinite. Exhale. Bringing thumbs to pinkies in the paws. With your soul essence sphere in the center of your head, or the auric center of your head. Inhaling, allowing the four aspects to talk and communicate, feminine to the masculine to the finite to the infinite. Exhale. Bringing thumb to pinky in the paws. Allowing the feminine, the masculine, the finite to the infinite, to talk. Inhaling, moving to regular breath. As the activated aspects come into relationship, corridors opened to your still place in the flow of lava, settling into your soul essence sphere in the center of your head. remembering and knowing your pulse relationship with Earth. Exhale. Bringing thumb to pinky in the pause. Be in communication with the mantle of Earth. Let her talk to you while you listen. You now can release down your grounding corridor as you're in communication. Anything that still blocks you from being in communication with Earth. Exhale. Bringing thumb to pinky in the pause. Settling into your soul essence sphere. Inhaling. Regular breath. Know that the soul essence sphere and our grounding connection to Earth are two mechanisms of our interrelationship container with Earth. When you're ready, slowly allow your soul essence sphere to pulse in. On your exhale, returning the size of a grain of sand. Exhaling, soul essence sphere pulses in, getting smaller in size. Inhaling, soul essence sphere pulses out, but it does not get any larger. Exhaling, soul essence sphere continues to pulse in, decreasing in size until it reaches the size of a grain of sand. Allowing your four aspects of grounding to remain activated and talking and in communication, but yet a little more at a whisper for walking around in our day-to-day life. Releasing anything down from the practice that you need to come back and move about your day. With your soul essence sphere in the center of your head, grounded through the four aspects of interrelationship on Earth, the feminine, the masculine, the finite, and the infinite. Copyrighted 2014, Kira Lake. The ocean in me reflects in the sky in you. And the ocean in you reflects in the sky in me.